behavior. They killed their prey by chasing them over a precipice. The carcasses were later carved up in the camp below.
Already tenderized.
That's right.
So
yeah. Tenderization.
Yeah. I know what. So my next thought was, well, so how high is that cliff? You know, you may ask. Because I was thinking, you know, this is like 100 feet or something like that. No, it's like 37 feet.
I'm like, so chances are they just really hurt them a lot.
They're just shoving a minivan out there.
Yeah, they broke all their legs and then they walked over and smashed their heads. And I don't know, but it just kept on, you know, reading through this whole thing, and I'm like, of all the things that you would declare as the things to do in Calgary, I'm like, I can't even believe this made the top 10. I'm like,
it's like, bring your friends and your
family. You know, I'm just like, look, you know, Bobby, Susie, get ready. We're going out to the Head Crush Festival.
So probably Calgary, probably not like a big vegan destination.
No.
I don't think so.
They're all farmers.
So yeah. So I kept on looking up more information about this because my first inclination was, I need to get a keychain for Dave.
Yeah, you do.
Where is it?
Sure enough, they have souvenirs, but they're out of stock of the keychains.
Oh, man.
And then my second choice was, you know what? I really need to get a t-shirt for Dave. And they were all out of large huskies.
Rude.
We can get them. All right, Calgary, if you're listening, we need them.
I went to Calgary, got my head smashed in.
I mean, I kept on wondering, do they have tattoos about the festival? I mean, is that how you greet people? Are you going, hey, Mark, didn't you go to the last five, you know, Head Crush Festival?
I can just imagine.
Did you miss the one back in 1997? Yeah. You were not there, man.
Yeah, I can just imagine some old Aboriginal, like, sitting on a rock going, Buffalo come, Buffalo fall, smash head, we eat.
I'm guessing there's probably, like, a signature cocktail for it, too, you know, like the head smasher.
It's got to be Buffalo Trace, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, are there songs? Are there bands, you know, that celebrate this? And you're looking at the website, and they're like people standing in front of this, you know, giant sign, you know, like, we were here. Yeah. You know, we were so proud of this moment.
We drove all the way from Mississippi to get here.
That's right.
Well, we'll be back in just a minute.
We're all out of Buffalo.
Destination, but baby, the whole nation riding down this lover. Avenue. As slow as the willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
That's where we put all the Canadian beer to catch it.
That's right.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
Today is a summer of questionable decisions episode, and
we're all getting smashed.
Doing some story time with us right before the break.
Going to this festival has got to be the biggest questionable decision. So I think to combine, you know, all of the stupidity, which one of these beverages would you consume at the Head Crusher Festival?
Well, at the top, you'd probably start with the Bojangles at the top of the hill.
Oh.
And then you'd end the bottom of the hill with the seltzer we just had.
Okay.
Yeah. Put me out of my misery.
Well, that's right.
We're about to have one of the ones with vodka. I would say whatever is combined with vodka would be my top choice.
It depends on the vodka.
If it was Canadian vodka or not.
It just depends.
Hey, it's vodka. You know, me and my girls, we go out, we sit down, we sit in the lounge chairs, we pour a little vodka, we look at the whole thing. It's very nice.
Well, then you got the great Canadian blended whiskey, too, you know.
I was thinking that they have judges at the bottom, almost like a, you know, diving competition. Yeah, know, yeah, like, right. Whoa, look at that. 1.5 gainer on that one. 6.5, you know.
It's Canada like, can keep all of their blended whiskey. Yep. They can keep it.
Yep.
I mean, where do you put on your resume? I was a judge at the Head Crusher Festival. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, do you put it at the top, at the bottom? I mean, you know, I need to know these kind of things. Do you break it to all your friends going, dude, I participate in the Head Crusher Festival. Yeah. I'm the one that pushes yeah, the bro. Buffalo off.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I get Buffalo Falls.
I've fallen yeah, off that cliff him. Like it's six like, times.
Whoa.
Man.
Do you get a free t-shirt? You know, if you're one of those, you know, yeah. So the thing that was striking me so much was of all the things that you could put in this guide of things to do in Calgary, like this made the list to be on the plane. I was just like, wow, okay.
Just a color photocopy.
It really pamphlet. Must be really desperate. I watched enough, you know, Canadian cable TV. I get it. I know why this, you know, rose to the top.
So what's up next?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or hit the bottom really hard.
Okay. Moving shot. On.
Come on.
There.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Non-solicited
to
slow
D.
clap. There you go.
Yeah. Let's go to D and see if we can fare any better with this one.
No.
They look similar. One is bubbly.
I think the D2 is the actual drink.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Mm. Yeah, but it's not great either.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, though, actually...
It's better than the Sonic.
I think this is a little more tolerable than...
This is the most tolerable beverage we've had so far, yes.
Now...
Doesn't smell right.
Okay, what does?
Well, fair.
So this tastes like ooh. One of them has real wow. sugar and the other one has fake sugar.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because one of them is really chalky and the other one is just like pure cane syrup.
Okay, it's safe to say, I think, with given what we have left, that this is our Simply Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, you guys will be happy to know, coming off of that great story time,
D1 is
that Molson Coors... has developed the Simply Spiked series.
Oh, then you know it's quality.
Super quality, man.
Well, I don't do spiked or seltzer anything, but this is, you know.
So D1 is the spiked.
Not terrible.
Is my best bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like if you were out on a boat or something.
If I was fishing in the kayak, I'd probably drink a couple of that.
Had, you know, if it's all you had.
Yeah.
If it's all you could get.
Yeah.
I mean, lake water or seltzer. I mean, the
yeah.
Cumberland.
Yeah. At least it's got booze in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I was trying a little blending on the side and blending the Simply Lemonade Spiked with the spiked Bojangles. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
sure. A oh, half and half.
A spiked Arnold.
Putting a little bit of lemon in there, and it absolutely did not make it any better.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I'm not going to try that
because you're still getting.
So you're saying two really bad things blended together don't make each other better.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, procreation at a trailer park. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
See, I think it's really hard to screw up a lemonade.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really hard to screw up a lemonade.
It's true.
This takes my taste buds back into time. In you know, your memory that you have. Do you remember a drink called Wink?
Yes.
It takes me back to the summer when I cut some Wink with a bottle of vodka.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, for all the young kids
and I was on I was on a blind date.
Was she blind?
And we were drinking Wink cut with vodka.
He was 14.
Wow.
And so, I was only 14.
I was that before or after Trixie?
I was about to say, was there a rabbit involved in this?
Yeah, now was she blind or the date was blind? Yeah, right.
A little of both. Yeah.
They were both blind drunk by the end of it.
So what is Wink for us younger people?
Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It is a citrus kind of...
Is it what's squirt the turned into?
Kind of like a squirt. Yeah, kind of like that, but it's called Wink.
I think it was put out by RC Cola, I think.
Well, that's who has squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was in that same family where he had, like, cherry cola, the, you know.
Should look it up.
all those alternative, you know, flavored beverages. But yeah, Wink was, it was a little different than.
It looks just like a Squirt label too.
A little different than Squirt, that it had more bitterness and almost like some grapefruit quality to it, as well as lemon lime.
It was like Squirt for grown-ups.
It was a little different. Sure. Yeah.
A little more.
Wink, wink.
Yep. Interesting. It manufactured by Canada Dry North America.
Huh. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
More Canadian and stuff.
Yeah. It was coming full circle. During the 60s and early 70s that it was out.
This was early 70s. So the maker of Schweppes, and I remember it was the return bottle, the really heavy green glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even thought of.
They even had a Dr. Seuss character, like a Dr. Seuss like character called the Wink Gink, as part of their advertising.
Okay.
So is this like this the Domino's guy?
Marketing to children was not a good idea.
Yeah. Well, it was just a soda, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Marketing to children would have been fun.
You had to get your vodka separately.
Yeah. And this blind date was a double date, and it did not end well.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, what was her name? Tell us all about it. Let's hear this.
You can't just kind of float that out
there. You're not going to throw that over the plate and go, I wonder what's going on.
Red Rider or something?
We were trapped in a back seat with it was a 2-door car, trapped in a back seat, and she got wink wink really sick.
Oh no.
And let's just say I wore the date home.
Oh,
there you go.
So did you ever come back to that combo ever again?
Or a car?
Was that the last wink and vodka that you had?
Yep. This is about it. This takes me back to a place where I think I need a little bit of electroshock.
Yeah.
Get over this.
Get some Jesus in your life there.
I did. I had to get some religion.
And a bath.
The producers of this show do not condone any underage drinking, nor do we support it. We encourage stories like this from Reverend Mark on a routine and regular basis. Thank you. I like this.
Yeah, when your blind date heaves all over you, you know you're probably not going to make it a second
time. Well, in her defense, she's blind. She couldn't see the trash can. Yeah.
Remember, she thought she was leaning out the window.
Well, I don't think that would happen with this beverage that we're having, the Simply Lemonade. What's it called? Spiked? Let's see what's the name of this.
Simply Spiked Lemonade.
Simply Spiked Lemonade. I think this is definitely, you know, something that, you know, most people could tolerate. And I can see that some people that just simply for the ease of purchasing something, it's going to be right there on the shelf and they're going to go, sure, Aunt Martha will love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do understand like marketing and stuff, but like if you look at the spiked can next to the bottle, I mean, the logo and everything's basically the same thing. So like little kids grab that. They're really just keying off
much like many of these beverages. They're just riding off the brand success that they have with the non-alcoholic version.
Hopefully you're walking through the liquor store aisle or Kroger and you're like, man, we got to get something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Simply Lemonade, it's pretty good. I bet this will be okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a seltzer.
Yeah.
What is
Simply Lemonade doing in the beer section?
Someone must have dropped that there.
I should take this home with me.
That looks like a Canadian idea.
Yeah.
It reminds me, have you guys, Capri Suns we had when we were kids? Well, some of us.
You guys had pouches?
Wink. We had Capri Suns. You guys had Wink. But, the big machine stuff. Have you guys had those?
No, but I've seen that. They're like,
man.
Yes.
They look just
like them. They are fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is one of their most successful products, too. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. They've got a peach one that is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we need to rate the Simply Lemonade.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Going two.
Yeah.
Yep.
This has been the best of the bunch. And I'm using that term loosely, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Of all the horrible decisions, this is the one that not as horrible.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This kind of tannish brown one looks kind of
prom queen at homeschool, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. On to the last.
E is for everywhere. This is going to be.
It's going to be Reverend Mark's blind date all over again.
Oh, my. Oh, that smells like.
Oh, my gosh. That is just. Penis.
They smell very similar.
They do. They both taste very similar. They do.
It's just like
they smell like Hubba Bubba.
That's almost like you can't.
No.
almost distinguish the difference between
this is fruit stripe bubblegum that you gave to a 6-year old and they chewed up the whole stack and the whole pack, and then they took it out of their mouth and then stuck it right on a fence post and said, "Smell that." Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this is the most consistent flavor for both.
I agree.
This is equally horrible. I'm pretty sure I know which ones though.
Wow. They taste like
The monster.
This is monster.
It's almost like pure apple juice.
What kind of apples you drinking?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Those apples from London or something?
These are Swiss apples. They were imported.
Ahmad apple juice box. Yeah.
Really?
Two is the spiked version, and it is a chemical overload.
I thought one was the spiked version.
One is the spiked version.
One is the spiked version.
Really?
I got duped.
Two is the original.
Because the only way I know is like one is not quite as sweet as two, and it's a little drier on the finish.
Right.
There's a finish?
Very difficult to tell the difference between those. I was fooled.
My mouth feels like I just bit into like a chalkboard eraser.
I really hate both of these a lot. That is so nasty.
Okay, well, the thing
I feel like one is making me sleepy and two is making me wake back up.
Yeah, right.
Is there a carrot I can chew on?
Here come the palpitations.
Okay, so Monster is an energy drink. And it's like one of the originals, right? Yeah. In the grand scheme of
things? Yeah, there was Surge before Monster, and before that was... there was a couple.
But anyway, it was a thing. I mean, it was a thing. And I'm sure it might taste a little bit better if it was like fresh out of the fridge or some ice.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm trying here. But, okay, so Monster bought out Canarchy.
What's that?
Canarchy is a brewery collective.
One at a time.
So it's Cigar City.
Dales.
And Dales.
Oscar Blues. Yeah, Oscar Deep Blues. Ellum.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And a few others.
Right.
If you hadn't noticed, I'm not the beer guy here.
You're fine. You're fine.
This isn't a beer show. So
oh, yeah. You're good.
Yeah. So in them making
which
this,
one of these sucks the least?
Yeah.
And I think Monster A wanted the distribution that Oscar Blues, et cetera, has from Canarchy, and then also wanted to dive into alcoholic versions.
Okay.
You know, so because that's a thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the people who make this make Hi-Li.
I love Hi-Li.
I heard several people's heads just explode.
The most controversial thing ever said on Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Dear Mike, you have it so wrong.
Yeah.
Do not tell Dave that I had anything to do with making this beverage, period.
Your friends. Cigar City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Included
no Hanapu beer for 10 buddy. Years.
Hey, buddy, you cash the check. You can't hide from
it. That's right.
Whew. Wow. I have a rating for this.
Honestly, though, I think for what it is, and remember, part of what we were saying is, how true is it to the original?
That is true.
I am going to rate the beverage, but I am going to answer your question and say, this fooled me. It was definitely the closest, you know, between the versions.
Yeah.
Nearly indistinguishable and a marginal difference between them. So,
yeah.
But I'm still rating it this.
Okay.
That's fine, man.
Okay, fine. We're rating the monsters in the hard the hard monsters a one. So this is a bit of knowledge here I want to hit with you guys, which like kind of, well, no. I'm just, again, info here. So last year, they call this stuff casual alcohol options. Meaning like the hard seltzers and whatnot.
Are you going to review all the other options I had before sitting down and
how casual do people drink?
I'm confused because I'm not in that.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm not in that.
You
camp.
Either drink or you don't.
Right, yeah. But this represented $10 billion in sales in 2021. I don't know about last year, but according to a research group, this just blows my mind.
That just hurts my soul.
Right,
And I don't even have one.
I think just because I love cocktails and the art of making a good cocktail that I can't imagine this version.
People need to realize they only have so much liver.
Yeah.
You know? Make the best use of it.
I think for me, if I'm going to drink, screw all the chemicals that's in all this stuff. Give me something pure, you know?
Yeah.
I like some real fruit juice.
Yeah, some real fruit juice, some fresh squeezed orange juice or something.
Yeah, the aspartame, I think, was dominant throughout.
Oh, yeah. There definitely were some issues. All right. Well, that is going to do it for another Summer of Questionable Decisions episode in the books.
So glad this is over.
And you know what? We're still sitting, and there is color in our skin. That's so, right. Way to go, guys.
Mommy.
The color is green.
Now for time for bourbon.
Yeah. All right. Well, good old boy, Barger. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Joining us today.
It was a fun time.
They won't all be like this.
And Mike.
Yes, they will.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Join us for another exciting episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Reverend Mark, thanks for being here.
As always, great to be around the table with you guys.
Good old boy, Dave.
Thanks, buddy.
This is good old gal, Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Hey, this is